الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Inshallah, we can see that there is a tremendous amount of rain occurring today, and this is, you know, not the type of weather that we usually hope for. And actually, before I continue, if you can please ask the brothers to move forward and fill in the gaps, because today our brothers and sisters will not be able to pray outside in the rain. Will be difficult to pray in the rain, perhaps. So let's try to make as much space as we can, inshallah. Try to squeeze in so that there is space here for them to join us inside. So the rain is not the type of weather, the type of forecast that we hope for, especially in the summertime. Why? Because we have plans. Perhaps you had a barbecue or picnic plan over the weekend. Perhaps you had, you know, some other activity you had planned with your family. So plans get canceled. Outdoor activities and events, you know, get canceled or get delayed or postponed. And normally, my brothers and sisters, our interest, our focus on the rain is limited to weather forecasts, right? We check our app, we check the weather forecast to see how it's going to be, how it is expected to be. But let's take a few moments today, inshallah, to reflect a little bit more deeply upon this phenomena of rain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Qur'an, اللَّهُ الَّذِي يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ فَتُثِيرُ سَحَابًا فَيَبْسُطُهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ وَيَجْعَلُهُ كِسَفًا فَتَرَى الْوَدَقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is Allah who sends the winds, and they stir the clouds and spread them in the sky, however He wills, and He makes them fragments, so you see the rain emerge from within them. And when we think of weather, subhanAllah, we think of the whole climate and how it operates, right? And we think of wind, right? If you think about it, first of all, wind is something you cannot see. Nobody has ever seen wind. You see the effects of wind, but you do not see wind. So wind is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forms. And the Qur'an tells us very clearly that it is indeed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we discussed last week. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the wind, and that stirs the clouds and spreads them throughout. And so these, you know, low pressure systems, high pressure systems, these terms we hear, you know, in weather forecasts, right? Where are these coming from? How are these occurring? Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was managing all of it all. Allah azza wa jal also says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِعَةً. And of His signs is that you see the earth inactive. You see the earth inactive, and subhanAllah, we are in a great place to see that, because we see how the earth dies in the winter time, right? How there's no vegetation, nothing is growing except for, you know, the pine trees, except for the evergreens, but there's no fruits, there's no vegetables, there's no flowers, there's nothing that's happening in the cold. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَتْ إِنَّ الَّذِي أَحْيَاهَا لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى إِنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. But when we set down upon it rain, it is stirred to life and growth. Right? If you have a garden at home, if you don't, maybe I encourage you to. Even if you live, you know, in a condo or apartment, get a pot. It was a bit late now, but you know, next year, get a pot, plant some seeds, get a plant and see, observe it growing. You know, tomatoes even. You know, I'm very bad at growing vegetables, by the way, but alhamdulillah, this year, the tomatoes are there. I don't want to put, la'in, you know, upon it. But alhamdulillah, for the first time in my life, I'm actually, my father, mashallah, may Allah preserve him, used to do a lot of gardening, but I've been terrible at it. Only once I did it, the plant died, some squirrel came, ate the tomatoes, khalas, it was finished, you know. But this time, alhamdulillah, it's looking good. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, protect all of our, the efforts of all of our toils. Allahumma ameen. But point being, my brothers and sisters, that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stirs the life out of stirs the earth to life and brings about growth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, He who has given it life is the giver of life to the dead. Indeed, He is over all things competent, right? So little things we pay attention to sometimes, we participate in, they give us great insights and they give us moments of reflection to think, to reflect, and to make the connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So rain, of course, is needed to maintain life, right? If this rain did not happen, and subhanAllah, it's the balance that Allah azza wa jalla has created, right? If there's too less of it, we have a problem. If there's too much of it, there is a problem. So the balance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, right, it is a perfect balance. When there's too much, too less of something, and many times it is due to our own actions, and we'll talk about that in a moment, then things go out of balance. So the rain is needed to maintain life. And such weather events actually are a test of faith as well. They are a type of test of faith as well. So you may think, how is this a type of test, you know, of faith? It's just raining outside. But Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani radiallahu anhu relates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led us the Fajr prayer at Hudaybiyah after a rainy night. So as you know, probably there's a large group of companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Prophet himself who had to camp at Hudaybiyah because they were not allowed to enter Mecca by the polytheists. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led us in Fajr prayer, the morning prayer, the dawn prayer at Hudaybiyah after a rainy night. And on completion of the prayer, he faced the people and he said, "Hal tadruna ماذا قال ربكم?" Do you know what your Lord has said? Meaning what your Lord has revealed. And the people replied, "Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam." This was a standard reply from the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when they were asked about something and they wanted to know what the answer was, right? They didn't necessarily try to take guesses. They just said, "Allah and His Messenger know best." Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Asbaha min ibadi mu'minun bi wa kafir." That Allah said that in this morning, some of my servants remained as true believers and some became disbelievers, non-believers. فَأَمَّا مَنْ قَالَ مُطِرْنَا بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ فَذَلِكَ مُؤْمِنٌ بِي وَكَافِرٌ بِالْكَوْكَبِ. Whoever said that the rain was due to the blessings and the mercy of Allah had belief in me. So whoever attributed the rain to the mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had belief in me, and he disbelieves in the stars. وَأَمَّا مَنْ قَالَ بِنَوِ كَذَا وَكَذَا فَذَلِكَ كَافِرٌ بِي وَمُؤْمِنٌ بِالْكَوْكَبِ. And whoever said that it rained because of a particular star, right, believers in astrology, right, because of the movements of the star, said that rain because of a particular star had no belief in me, but believes in that star. Right? So what we learn, my brothers and sisters, is that the true causers of rain and snow and storms is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right, the one who decides this. You know, people used to attribute it, right? What the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referring to is people attributing rain, which was, of course, a blessing, even nowadays in hot desert climates, a blessing, but they would attribute it to certain, you know, things other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we learn that it should always be linked to Allah azza wa jalla. Even when there is cloud seeding, right? Because I'm sure there's someone here who's thinking, well, what about cloud seeding nowadays, you know? They send airplanes into the clouds and they try to seed them so that they rain and so on. It relies on existing clouds being tricked, you could say, into producing rain, right? So you think of, or being induced to cause rain. So think of it like fertilizer or cross-pollination for clouds. But even that is dependent upon nature, which is Allah's creation and will, right? When we say, oh, this was, you know, caused by nature, this is what happens in nature, what we're actually saying is that this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed it to be. This is how Allah has made it to be. This was how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided it to be. So even with cloud seeding, you can't do cloud seeding if there's no clouds. So the clouds have to be there. But once the clouds are there, then there's some effort made. In some cases, there's even research about how, you know, how effective it is or how ineffective it is. But even if it is effective, right, you need the clouds to be there. And you cannot create clouds out of thin air. When we start seeing an increase, my brothers and sisters, in calamities and difficulties, including those which could be associated with weather, this is a call for us to once again reestablish our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla tells us in the Quran, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي يعملوا لعلهم يرجعون. That calamities or corruption or spoilage, you can translate fasad in different ways. In Arabic is a very deep language. So calamities or corruption, spoilage have appeared on land and sea because of what the hands of the people have earned. so that He, Allah, makes them taste some of what they did in order that they may return to the right way. SubhanAllah. So when we see a rise in extreme weather events, you know, as we are seeing today, SubhanAllah, the amount of forest fires, the amount of, you know, tornadoes, storms, you know, hurricanes, all of these weather events which have occurred over time, but when we see a rise, it should cause us to pause and reflect on our habits, our consumption, our attitudes towards waste, our attitude towards the environment and towards climate, because, you know, these things happen through the will and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it could also be a consequence of our actions. It could be a consequence of our habits, of our choices, of our decisions. You see, there's places where, for example, there is great flooding and there's destruction of homes and communities, which is tragic. But then we find out that the homes have been built upon floodplains. They've been built upon places where there used to be rivers or lakes, and they were, you know, drained and filled in. And then the water comes back from time to time and the houses get destroyed, right? So there's a lesson there and there's a question there. Well, first of all, why were the homes... why was nature tampered with and homes built in that area where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it to be a place of water? Right? So this is just a small example, but we should think about what is happening and what, which decisions of ours and actions of ours could be contributors to this phenomenon. Now, if the rain fell, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make a dua. He used to make supplicate and he used to say, Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. Oh Allah, make it pouring and beneficent. Make it pouring and beneficent. So yes, we want, and especially again in the dry climate of the Middle East, you know, you want rain, but you also want it to be beneficial. There was a time when there was a famine, and people asked the Prophet ﷺ to make dua for rain because they needed water for their crops, for their animals, for survival. So the Prophet ﷺ made dua. And then it started raining, and it kept raining, it kept raining, it kept raining to the point where it became destructive. So then they came and said, Ya Rasulullah, O Prophet of Allah, you know, there's flooding, how homes are getting damaged, you know, fields, crops are getting damaged. So the Prophet ﷺ made dua. After that, Allahumma hawalayna wa la alayna. O Allah, around us and not upon us. Right? So if there is a deluge of rain, if there's too much water, then this is the dua. So once it starts raining, Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. O Allah, make it pouring and beneficent. If it becomes too much, that Allahumma hawalayna wa la alayna, O Allah, around us and not upon us. Aisha radiallahu anha relates that when the wind blew, which was a prelude to rain, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua also. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayra ma fiha wa khayra ma ursilat bih. Wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha wa sharri ma ursilat bih. O Allah, I ask you of its good, the good that it contains, and the good that with which it has been sent. And I seek refuge in you from its evil, the evil that it contains, and the evil with which it has been sent. Because as we discussed, too less we have a problem, too much we have a problem. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the good in which that He sends. And if there's any evil in it, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection against that. Oh, amen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also told us that two types of du'as, meaning at certain times, will not be rejected. He said the supplication after the adhan, after the call for prayer, and at the time of rain. So when it's raining, it is an opportune time to make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially as our ummah bleeds and so many of our brothers and sisters suffer, especially in Gaza, Palestine, and around in Sudan and around the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant relief to them and all of those who are suffering around the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the oppression there and wherever it exists in the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant peace and contentment and health and safety to all of our brothers and sisters in faith and in humanity around the world. Allahumma ameen. There's also another thing, and that is that it is actually desirable to feel the rain. So normally what happens when it rains, we stay inside our cars, we come out, we run to get inside the building, we make sure we have an umbrella. Yes, and there's nothing wrong with doing that. Of course, we don't want to get soaked. But Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu reported that it rained upon us as we were with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removed his cloth, meaning from a part of his body, till rain fell upon it. And we said that, Ya Rasulallah, lima sana'ta hadha? That, O Messenger of Allah, why did you do this? You know, why did you remove some clothing from your body and let the rain touch you? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِأَنَّهُ حَدِيثُ عَهْدٍ بِرَبِّهِ تَعَالَى. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, because it, the rainfall, has just come from the Exalted Lord. It is something which is blessed. It has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, metaphorically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent it. It's a blessing from Allah. And therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted it to touch his body. Finally, my brothers and sisters, I want to share an example that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave relating to rain. Right? Not exactly about rain, but relating to rain. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the guidance and knowledge with which Allah has sent me are like abundant rain which fell on a land. The knowledge and guidance that Allah has sent me with are like abundant rain which fell on a land. A fertile part of it absorbed the water and brought forth profuse herbage and pasture. Okay, so a part of the land, it's like absorbed the water and gave great benefits, right? So there was lots of vegetation and fruits and pastures where animals could eat and graze. And solid ground patches which retained the water, by which Allah has benefited people who drank from it, irrigated their crops and sowed their seeds. Right? So rain fell, it was, part of it was absorbed by the ground, which gave benefits. Part of it was kept for the people to use and for animals to use. And another sandy plain which could neither, and the opposite, the other example is that of a sandy plain which could neither retain the water nor produce herbage. So a sandy area, there's nothing growing there. The water just, you know, absorbed the water. The water went through. There was nothing that came out of it. It was not able to hold any water. There was no benefit to people that came from that. Prophet ﷺ said that such is the similitude of the person who becomes well versed in the religion of Allah and receives benefit from the message entrusted to me by Allah. So he himself has learned and taught it to others. And on the other hand, such is also the similitude of the person who has stubbornly and ignorantly rejected Allah's guidance with which I have been sent. So a person who rejects the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like that sandy plain which just absorbs the water. There's no vegetation, there's no growth, there's no benefit from the rain. It does not hold any water for anyone to use. On the other hand, you know, the person who receives benefit from the guidance of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches it to others. You know, he himself has learned and practices it and teaches it to others. It is like that beneficial piece of ground that has taken the water and has given benefits to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, you know, this community, this masjid of ours, this, we want it to be like the first example. Yes? We want to be one that preserves the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that has that fertile ground, that there is good that comes out of this knowledge that has come, this guidance that has come, so that it grows and we see the community benefiting, the community growing, and also a place which sends people out and becomes a means of growing more to benefit more people, inshallah, to benefit ourselves and to benefit others, and also one that preserves it, that holds it, so that people can come and take from it, inshallah. So this is what our intention is. This is what we want to be like. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us such. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us, our community, our masjid, you know, of this first type, a place of preserving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of propagating it to others. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this rain beneficial for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all of our supplications and prayers for ourselves and for our brothers and sisters, for this dunya and in the akhirah, especially during this rain. Allahumma ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it beneficial for us and to protect us from any of the harms it may have come with. Allahumma ameen. Inshallah, we'll take a quick break and we will continue.